This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
I'm here. Oh, wait a minute. That's Roberta's line. Who knows? We can find Roberta. Richie's not here today.
She might be here today, Dougie. I heard a rumbling from the Queen
really?
Of Sheep, but then we lost her.
Ah, no. All right, well, let's see what's going on here. The Friday Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen. Jennifer Horn is here. And Ken Kessler is here. Michael Fortier at the controls in our studio in Washington.
I know why Roberta's here today.
Why is she here? Is it her
because
birthday?
Because it is the birthday of the Slurpee, and at 7-Eleven today you get free Slurpees.
Really?
That's
oh, I thought
a
it was
big
her birthday.
Day.
I thought it was... Whose birthday is it? Who's the next person to have a birthday
Ken
here?
Ken will have a birthday next, sir.
Ah, okay. Happy birthday,
yeah,
Ken.
All goes well. Thank
yeah.
you.
Happy birthday to Ken. The LeBron James... Is that his name?
Yes.
LeBron James watch continues.
He's going home.
Going home.
Now, the fans were so ticked off when he left and went to Florida. Are they going to accept him? I'm actually curious. Maybe Michael knows because he's like a sports dude. But are they going to accept him back into Cleveland if that's where he goes?
Yeah, why wouldn't they?
Because they hated him when he went away.
Yeah, but this is how fickle that stuff is. Come on.
Oh,
years ago.
They'll be disliking him in Miami a whole lot more now. So he's going to take his talent back to Cleveland. Where does Cleveland get its money? What's the... who's
by the
there?
Way, where are you getting this info? I haven't heard this.
I really? Heard that, too.
You can count on me. When it comes to sports, Michael, I am the authority.
I mean, it's not a done deal, but that's like the leading candidate of where he's going to go, I think.
Really? Mm-hmm. Leading place? Okay. Speaking of leading, the Game of Thrones emerging as the leading nominee, 19 nods in the Emmy department, Breaking Bad, True Detective, among other front runners. So
I'll have the full report.
Yes, you
on
will.
Emmy nominations.
What is True Detective? What's that show?
That's a show with
that,
Matthew McConaughey and
Woody
Harrelson.
Okay. Yeah, I got it.
Which
okay.
is supposed to. The show will continue, but from what I've heard, the show's based on the fact that there'll be two new like stars coming
really?
In.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And is Breaking Bad coming back? Didn't we hear that a couple of weeks ago?
I think Breaking Bad is done.
Yeah, but wasn't
yeah,
there some?
Done.
It is. There was no...
Oh, no. They were talking about how it could come back in a different form. That was Bryan Cranston talking about that.
Okay. Bryan Cranston is the star of Breaking Bad.
But here's the twist. Not only will I have the nominees in the TV report, but I'm going to have the disses.
Really?
Yes.
Like 24 didn't get any nominations.
That was a big diss, but there's other ones. Because I don't know if 24 was actually not able to get a nomination because
season.
Of the timing.
Yeah, they could be.
So they may not be on the diss list. But like Jay Leno...
Really?
The Good Wife.
Okay, California, here I come. Jennifer's in California. Kenny is in California. Californians are facing the threat of a $500 a day fine if you waste water on your lawn, on your car, on any decorative fountain that you may have. Now, in Massachusetts... Those things are taken care of by well water. You'll see signs, like we have in town, a rather large old home, three or four of these old folks' homes, and they're well-groomed, and there's a sign on the lawn that says, lawn watered with well water. That's because they don't want it to look like it's coming out of the public water supply, but the water comes from someplace, and the water for the public water supply comes out of the ground or out of the sky the same as everybody else's. So what difference does it make? some are saying. I would just offer that as someone who likes to enter into contentious conversations about meaningless foolishness every once in a while. And that's meaningless foolishness. Because we have enough water, the planet is covered, 70% of the surface of the planet is water. Mm-hmm. Why do we have a water shortage? If Mr. Mulholland.
Cucumber.
Is Mulholland could figure out how to get the water down to Los Angeles County from the mountains, you can't tell me that we can't build a desalinization plant up and down the coast, put them every 40 miles, and you got all the water you need. And the water goes back up in the atmosphere, falls back into the ocean or into lakes and rivers and streams. What's the problem here? This is a man-made control political problem.
Right. They love when the weather... I mean, we've had two dry winters in a row, and so the politicians love it because they can raise our rates. I told you, I think I confessed recently that my water bill from the DMV, or DMV, DWP, that too, one of those other acronyms,
$830.
Yeah.
How do I afford to pay that? That's rent. Yeah. I mean, that's ridiculous.
Yep, it is.
Because, okay, look, if I had a big house with a pool and stuff, I get it. Yeah. But I have a two-bedroom house, and it's just me living here, unless my cat's having, like, water slide parties.
Why do you need two
parties?
Bedrooms? You have a bigger house you need. You should have one bedroom. Sell the house.
Spread out.
Tear it down. All right, spread out.
One of them is my studio bedroom so that I can talk to you every morning.
Yes, here we are.
How's that?
On the air from Jennifer's house. The luxury car market. Luxury cars like Rolls-Royce automobiles, considered the most expensive production car in the world. The opening price on the new Rolls-Royce, $263,000.
That's such a waste.
That is, well, it isn't for people that want to.
What is so great about a $237,000 car? I mean, once you get past $60,000, there's no differences in a car.
Maybe no, I don't agree with that. I think that there are, but is it worth $263,000? It's only worth it if somebody's going to pay it. And because there are so many more nouveau riche, the Russians, the Chinese, and some Americans paying what has been over the last couple of years an increase in the price by 33%.
Have you ever ridden in a Rolls?
I have, in fact. I've owned Rolls-Royces.
You owned a Rolls-Royce?
I've owned a number of Rolls-Royces.
Why?
Because I imported them in the 1970s. I came across a way to, when I first started going to England a lot, I would buy the Rolls-Royces over there and ship them over here and sell them. Could bring them in. There was a way you could bring in one person could bring in two, I think, at the time.
But why did you want one?
Well, I didn't want, I wanted to sell them. Oh. I brought them over here and I sold them.
Oh.
I had found a market for them, and I sold them.
Okay.
But I did like driving them, and
they look so pretentious.
I don't know. They look that way, and they are that way, and I don't think I would want to have one.
Your farm. That's
no,
what I was
saying. They're fun to a point. I think that's really.
See, and I think like a Lamborghini or something looks fun. Like if I were going to dump all that cash, at least I'd want something sporty that looked fun. I mean, a Rolls Royce looks like John Kerry should be getting out of it.
Well,
and who wants to ride
with him? No. Oh, that long nose and everything.
Get in my Rolls Royce!
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, anyway, the essence of where the prices are going, there is, and this fuels the debate about the haves and the have-nots. People have more money, people have less money, but there aren't many people in between, in the middle. I think that for the money, it depends on what it is that you're trying to achieve. If you want a good quality, expensive car, a Bentley is a good quality, expensive car. Some of the 7 Series BMWs are pretty good cars. The good Audi, the high, what is it, an A8, I think it is, Kenny? The A8 is a pretty good car.
The BMW 7 Series, my dad had one of those, but you could get those for, like, at that point, $80,000.
Right.
That's what I'm saying. Like, how much more luxurious can you get for more than
$80,000? Well, what are you getting for another $100,000? And that's the question. That's the right question. You're not getting $100,000. You're paying for the name.
I guess.
That's what you're paying for, an established name, and people are willing to do that for prestige. Look at the new... I've had Range Rovers for years and years and years, And now they, since Ratatata bought the Range Rover, they've been very smart about how they've upscaled the value, or so the perceived value of them, because of who they have two separate lines, the Sport and then the regular model. The regular model's gone sky high. There are some people who some of the Middle Easterners have a lot of money. The oil guys, $200,000 for an upscale Range Rover.
Mm-hmm.
$200,000? It's a lot of money for a Range Rover, but they are the press. Whenever you see the Queen, for example, and her entourage, they're all in Range Rovers.
Right.
Right? Anyway.
But you can get a Range Rover. I guess my point is anything more than like...
You can get a new Range Rover for about $65,000.
Exactly. So, like, I understand that that's luxurious and great, but, like, well, who pays more than that? Like, what else do you get? Do you get, like, you know...
After that, it gets to be a waste of money.
Gold coins handed to you every day when you get in?
Yeah, it just depends on whether you care or not about the whole idea of what that means. What's it all about, Alfie? Here's something that's important for you to understand: the heart and its import on your well-being. Without your heart, you have nothing. Well, that goes for a number of your organs. But
that's
the heart
true.
Is number one. You gotta have heart. Miles and miles and miles of heart. How do you keep that miles and miles of things that are fed by your heart? That is, your arteries and your veins. How do you keep them healthy? With Heart Factors Plus. Best deal of the year on Heart Factors Plus, a summer clearance. Heart Factors Plus is the most popular, the best-selling supplement ever manufactured by Chamonix. And now there's a big deal going on, sort of in honor of that. Call 800-577-8560, 800-577-8560, to order Heart Factors Plus during the summer clearance sale. Heart Factors Plus gets the L-arginine, that's the nitric oxide, to your system. Keeps your blood pressure low or brings it down if it's too high. It also supplies blood to your muscles, to your brain. Your heart is the most important muscle in your body. Get it going. Keep it going. Keep it healthy. Heart Factors Plus 6, fantastic antioxidants and heart-healthy ingredients guaranteed to make your heart work better and more efficiently. Call 800-577-8560 for Heart Factors Plus.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
So I knew it was important to have life insurance to protect our family, but I was putting it off. But then yesterday, a girlfriend of mine asked me, point blank, what would happen if you lost your husband? How would you pay the bills? The mortgage? The car payments? Food? And that's when it really hit me, and I realized I needed to get us life insurance. Right now. So I called AIG Direct, and in less than 5 minutes, I had a quote. I was shocked at how affordable it is. Now just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. I feel so much better knowing the kids and I are protected. And my husband was so happy I got the quote.
Save up to 70% when you get term life insurance through AIG Direct. Call now for a free, no obligation quote. It only takes 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%. 1-800-322-1427. That's 1-800-322-1427. Call now. 1-800-322-1427.
I like my breakfast like I like my rock. Soft. So I eat Belvita Soft Baked Breakfast Biscuits, a tasty breakfast option for nutritious morning energy. It's just what I want before writing a flute solo that will softly rock every dentist's office around. Try Belvita Soft Baked in oats and chocolate, cinnamon, mixed berry, and banana bread. Belvita, morn and win.
Sam Adams, summer ale season.
I love the summer ale.
Cheers. Woo, summertime's here.
I like the citrus, crisp, and refreshing.
It's light, it's not too hoppy.
The grains of paradise add a nice little spice to the beer.
Smooth, refreshing.
It's summertime. Time for Sam Adams summer ale.
It's perfect.
It'd be great for cookouts, spending some time outdoors.
This is the experience for a Sam Adams summer.
I could drink that all summer long. It's really a good beer. It really is. Definitely a good summer beer.
Brewed especially for summer. Sam Adams summer ale.
Must be a pretty awesome nasty. Responsibly.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it,
It still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
The voices of you two, or the voice, I guess, right?
Yeah.
After their performance at Live Aid, members of U2 had a huge argument backstage, and they were unhappy with Mr. Bono's venture out into the crowd, which sort of hung them out to dry, denied the band a chance to play their biggest hit. Consensus among the four band members was their performance had been clumsy. "We felt like we'd blown an opportunity to be great," said Mullen. "It was a great day, but I thought we had messed it up," Bono said. Flew home to Ireland with his wife, visited her parents, brooding about what felt like a massive failure. You ever have that feeling? Jennifer had that feeling about the program earlier this week. Remember, Jen, you said you didn't think the program had it. It felt
it just feels
like
off. Sometimes your chemistry is just off.
Yeah, right.
It happened.
And that must have been what they felt that night, right?
Yep,
is that what it was?
Yeah, it must have been it.
Well,
I mean, actually, I called them and I said, "Hey, guys, chemistry's off."
So, how does this connect to the rest of their career, Kenny?
Well, they had been steadily building up to this point. They were huge over in the UK, but they weren't real big in the US yet.
Right.
And Live Aid was an enormous event. They hadn't played, well, nobody had played to that big of an audience.
Right.
But Bono tried not to let it get to him, and he was trying to get to the crowd, to actually be able to touch the fans.
Mm-hmm.
And there were barriers and all kinds of stuff.
Yeah.
So they had to play that one song called Bad, the one that is playing right now. They had to play a very long version of it while he kept trying to get through the barriers.
Right.
That's why they didn't get to play their hit.
Mm-hmm.
And the crowd loved it and felt like they were just so real.
That's pretty cool.
So this is what 29 years ago pushed them into the forefront, in essence, right?
Yeah.
Where the rest of the members of the band thought it was bad, whether he instinctively thought this was the way to do it or just wanted to, but it created this whole aura or ambiance around them that has stuck pretty much, hasn't it? They've continued
to
be, they've been just as popular in recent years as they were when they got started almost 30 years ago. That's the way I view them anyway. I don't know if I'm right or not, but I think that's kind of the way it pieces together. So that story from today's show at DougStephan.com. Also, the video of the day today at DougStephan.com. Remember that video of the singer performing his original song and lots of celebrity voices that we had earlier this week?
Mm-hmm. That we fell for that, huh?
We apparently did, yeah.
There's
some audio, but what is the... you got to watch the whole thing to understand. What did he do, Kenny?
He got a bunch of his friends who were gifted and able to do all these different voices. He got them to record the different parts, and then basically he just lip-synced it.
So who outed him?
He did. He did it himself.
He
showed it. Yeah, he showed a behind the scenes. Here's how he did it.
That's what the video is. Music video. And for one of his songs, and instead of using the song with his voice recorded, we're going to do some impressions of different celebrities.
I try to tell you what everyone knows.
It'd be pretty clever if you can lip sync that well.
I know, it's still really cool. I mean,
it really is.
It's not what we thought, but it's almost cooler.
It's talent. Raw talent. So check it out. This is sort of the postscript to a video of the day from earlier this week at DougStephan.com.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. Very often people ask me, you know, Warren, we just got married. We're not having kids right away, but we do have a dog or a cat. How do I prepare the pet for the arrival of the human baby when the time comes? First thing you need to do is socialize your pet to children, especially if you've been previously childless. Familiarize your pet with the typical baby sounds, smells, and items. Before the baby arrives, bring those items. Make a recording of what babies sound like. It'll all make a difference in terms of desensitizing your dog or cat. And work with your pet on behavior problems. If he's a jumper, now's the time to prevent them from jumping. And a couple of weeks before the baby's arrival, take your pet to the vet for a complete physical checkup, including vaccinations and nail trimming. You know, there's no better relationship than a dog or a cat and a baby. If you take the time to socialize your dog or cat prior to the baby's arrival, and you make sure that when people come in, they don't just bypass the dog or cat to go to the new baby, everyone will learn that it's a family, and family means kids, mom, dad, and yes, their dog and cat. I'll more next time.
I'm Warren Eckstein. 20 years ago, I developed my Hugs and Kisses supplements for both dogs and cats to solve the number one pet problem, shedding. Using the finest ingredients made only in the USA, my Hugs and Kisses supplement with lecithin reduces shedding and promotes healthy skin and a full shiny coat. But don't take my word for it. Just listen to what my listeners say about Hugs and Kisses.
I just want to tell you how much we love the Hugs and Kisses, and our doggy Shotzi loves them, and her coat is so smooth. I have told more people because they asked me, Bob, her coat is just beautiful.
Imagine, no more shedding, itching, or scratching. My Hugs and Kisses supplements come with a 30-day guarantee and a 20-year track record. When your name is on the label, your reputation is on the line. Order today at thepetshow.com or call 1-800-430-4847. That's 1-800-430-4847, 1-800-430-HUGS, and log on to thepetshow.com.
UnseenNow.com, proud sponsor of GCN. UnseenNow's unparalleled encryption tools keep your communications secure. GCN.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, LegalShield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to LegalShield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let LegalShield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
spring time is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Let's really go. Marty McFly's hoverboard is going up for auction. Remember the hoverboard from Back to the Future 2?
Yes, I do. And you know I've always wanted one of those.
Yeah, I know.
Because I want to take it to the Sizzler and hover around the salad bar. My dream in life.
Well, maybe we can get this.
Aim high. Reach for the stars.
Radio Times reports that this prop, valued between $17,000 and $26,000, is one of the many pieces of classic film memorabilia that will be auctioned off in the fall. The auction is in collaboration between the prop reseller Prop Store and the cinema chain View Entertainment. For those of you who are not familiar, the hoverboard was used by Michael J. Fox's character in the film, the second one, Back to the Future 2. The prop is made of solid wood. The Prop Store project manager told the news that the hoverboard also features a rare ball-bearing spinning foot pad.
You want to keep those things covered, usually.
Yes, you do. It'd be a good thing to do. Television report coming up in a few minutes. Jennifer Horn, Ken Kessler, Doug Stephan Ritchie is off today dealing with some kind of electrical problem in his home. We're trying to figure out where Roberta... the story of our lives, as it were.
I know. We finally get Roberta back. But here's the tip.
Yeah.
Queen of Cheap, because I'm going to fill it in for you.
Yeah, go ahead.
If you're out and about today and you want a brain freeze, go get a free Slurpee over at 7-Eleven. They're free
Slurpees
until 7 o'clock today.
Free. It's Freebie Friday.
I think it's 11 to 7.
Yep. Doug Stephan and the Twitter mobile actually tweeting to Twitter at Doug Stephan. No, wait a minute. At Good Day Show. Facebook.com/Good Day Show. What's the big deal? What are our friends, fans, and followers sending along our way social media-wise, Kenny?
Well, we posted earlier this morning the top 10 talk radio topics of the week.
Yes.
From talkers.com, and we asked everybody to weigh in on which one was most important to them.
Mm-hmm.
Jay says, the overrun of America with illegals.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's solid. Yep. It isn't just today, though. The thing that we're being fooled by, news talk radio talks about what's in the news, have no control over what's in the news, sometimes makes the news, but in this case, the news has been made up because this has been a problem for years, just getting worse and worse and worse. And it's like all of a sudden these 57,000 people showed up. No, nonsense. It's been going on for a long time. We just haven't paid any attention to it. Now it's politically expedient to do it in any number of ways. Okay, so next comment.
Will says, the Israeli conflict worries me the most. How many sparks can this tinderbox take before it flames up? And the way it's not being covered as it should be worries me as well.
Well, there's yes and no to that. This has been a problem. The old business about the fight in the sandbox and which of the brothers wins has been going on for thousands and thousands of years. So because of weaponry and armaments, it becomes a little bit more, it becomes tougher because it's not more at stake. It's just easier to disrupt things. And, you know, you see that. But it still goes back to the basics of the hatred that these people have over religious differences, the Semites. They're all Semites. They all are dark-skinned, big-nosed people from the same part of the planet, and they fight over who's in charge of the sandbox. And it's been going on. They just have bigger and more violent weapons now. Instead of killing each other with a sword or a knife or something, or however it was when things first got started, now it's we blow up the Palestinian side one day and capture some Israelis, or the Israelis capture Palestinians. And it's my lifetime hasn't seen really an iota's worth of change here. I haven't seen any change. Anybody else see any real change? I think Israel's
not a great country,
yeah, but it's you know, it's back and forth, and it's the same nonsense.
It's biblical. When it's written about it in the Bible, you know it's been going on a while.
Right. What else, Kenny?
Steve said that the item that is most concerning to him is the horrifying possibility that Hillary Clinton will run for president.
Not only will she run, my prediction is that she wins.
Mm-hmm.
So what I'd have a hard time voting or choosing between Mitt Romney and Hillary Clinton. Frankly, even though they're
I wouldn't, for the record.
No, I understand you wouldn't. Kenny, you might, right?
No, Ken wouldn't.
No, I wouldn't have.
Okay.
No.
You'd vote for Mitt Romney or Hillary Clinton?
I'd vote for Hillary.
Yeah. I'm not sure that I like Mitt Romney, and I wished he had won last time around. He would have been so much better than what we have now.
Yeah.
Heads and tails, we have nothing now. We have a vacuous, vapid, vanishing landscape of political reality and integrity in our country.
Did you see the picture of Mitt that's been going around social media?
No.
Apparently, he was flying coach somewhere.
Yeah.
So,
he does.
He does.
Yeah, he flies coach.
And so he's flying coach. He's, like, on an aisle seat, and he's sleeping, and someone's taking pictures of him while he's sleeping. But I just thought it was cute, because the impression of Mitt Romney is that he's, like, swimming
No, I remember.
Never ride in coach. And
there's
there's
a like story I have coming back from Cleveland to Boston a number of years ago when I was still on the board at Heidelberg, and I go back and forth four or five times a year. And I was in coach in, I was on the aisle seat, and it was the emergency row. Two rows in front of me, Mitt Romney, just calmly conversing with people about issues. And he
Pretty cool.
It was. And why not? This shows, as much as the news media wants to make him out, remember that nonsense about him being worth $250 million, like that was some big deal? I mean, it may be more than you and I are worth. But how does that separate him out from literally
millions?
Well,
the idea was to make him look out of touch.
Of course it was, yeah.
You know.
Right, yeah. But it's that's the kind of specious stuff. And because the election was so fraudulent, did they stuff ballot boxes? You know, in a way they did, because they got people to vote based on false premises. They were promised things, you know, vote for us and we'll give you this, that, or the other. Not that that's different from politics in general over millennia, because people have been always promising things to get someone to vote for them. But in this case, it was so outrageously, heinously, just false. And Romney presented a much better face. All right, I don't want to get off on this because it annoys me. Anyway, 19 before the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. A New Mexico County magistrate race, speaking of politics, ended up as a tie. So what'd they do? According to the story posted today at DougStephan.com, they did what any other common sense problem solver would do. Flip a coin.
Hey, there you go.
Kenneth Howard Jr. made the call in a coin toss this week in a Gallup, New Mexico courtroom, winning a four-year term as the county magistrate judge. The local newspaper reports that a recount of the Democratic primary found Mr. Howard and a fellow named Robert Baca each getting 2,879 votes. It's pretty unusual, isn't it, huh? State law requires the tie has to be decided by a lot. In this case, they used the coin. Democratic Party official tossed a 50-cent piece. Howard got to make the call as the candidate who was lower on the ballot. No opponent on the general election ballot. Howard gets the job. Baca said he's disappointed by the results, but relieved that both candidates finally know who won. Now, isn't that interesting? I mean, when you think about how political races are decided, how the heck is this any different than
I know.
A lot of
think
them?
About how many times you've walked into the voting booth, especially when it's something like a judge or
right.
something, and maybe you have no idea.
Yeah.
And instead of just leaving it blank, which would probably be the smart thing, you're like, well, let's see. Who thinks I like better? Flip
right.
a coin, you know? We do it all the time.
Flip that coin. Flip that burger. Flip that pancake. Flip it, flip it, flip it. And they called him Flipper. That's my... It was a coin, you know, shiny.
I got
coin.
It. Flipper.
Flipper.
The dolphin. Flipper.
Okay. What did you say, Kenny? I don't want to leave this
no,
important
yeah.
comment out. Yeah, okay. Yeah. Inside the Doug Stephan website, most of the pages where there's information galore, right-hand side, you'll see a big orange box. And on the orange box it says, get your free pound of coffee. BuzzBox Coffee. What's the buzz on BuzzBox Coffee? It's yummy, smells good, tastes better. Best cup of coffee you ever had. I've got all kinds of, I get stacks of email here from people who think that this is the coolest thing. Matter of fact, if I can, the print's kind of small. Let's see if I can read a couple. You want me to, how many people would like me to read a couple of these email?
Sure.
Right, raise your hand. Okay.
I would.
Please.
Here. Let's see here. First of all, I had the coffee and loved it. It's exactly as you said it is, the best. I also served it to a few family members, and they also really enjoyed it. I'm going to buy it myself, as I won't drink anything but this stuff from now on. So says Gary, who is the president of a company in Westport, Connecticut, who signed on to it. Let's see here. Here's another one. I just received my free BuzzBox coffee. By the way, you do get the first pound of coffee free when you sign up at DougStephan.com. Here, this fellow says, what's this guy's name? Phyllis, I'm sorry, the lady. Phyllis says, my question is, I'd like to continue to order it and give it as gifts and get my friends to buy it as well. Do I need to order it through your website so that you can get credit for the for the project? Well, it would be nice. What I've tried to explain over the months that we've made BuzzBox prominent here on the Good Day program is if you get 1,000 people to sign up and get some cows and help some people around the country and around the world who need to have better nutrition. And that's really what the aim is in part here. But more importantly, the aim is to get you to have sort of a comfort zone with something that is better than what you're used to. Starbucks, Dunkin' Donuts, whatever it is. You're in a rut, many of you. So change that. Start by calling 866-456-7805 and order your BuzzBox coffee. You get the first pound free. Or you can go online to DougStephan.com, look for that orange box, and sign up that way. Get out of the rut. You want to switch? This is the way to switch. You'll find it very pleasing. I guarantee you that. Wonderful coffee, BuzzBox coffee, at DougStephan.com.
Little Jack Horner sat in a corner of his ransacked apartment, wondering what kind of nitwit steals a futon. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency had helped him with renter's insurance, and he got full replacement. Unfortunately, little Jack Horner had to have his stomach pumped when he ate a six-month-old Christmas pie. Visit Geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
I like my breakfast like I like my rock. Soft. So I eat Belvita Soft Baked Breakfast Biscuits, a tasty breakfast option for nutritious morning energy. It's just what I want before writing a flute solo that will softly rock every dentist's office around. Try Belvita Soft Baked in oats and chocolate, cinnamon, mixed berry, and banana bread. Belvita, morn and win.
This line's boring.
Whoa, talking super exciting.
Impressive, huh? Now let's go find some fun.
I'm getting groceries.
Oh, you could get those anytime. Bow!
I love roller coasters.
You know what else you'll love? Super 8's Great Race. And with so many super destinations, you could find fun almost anywhere. Are you even listening?
Huh? Sorry.
Funnel cake. Get some every time. Go to super8.com to find your super destination. Super 8. Destination super. All Super 8 hotels are independently owned and operated.
Award-winning actor, producer, and director Neil Patrick Harris is teaming up with LG Electronics this summer to support the arts and students who create it as part of a new media art competition called The Art of the Pixel.
I have an enormous respect for young artists who are out there taking chances and pushing boundaries, especially where technology is concerned. I'm excited to see how new technologies like Ultra HD and OLED will influence the art world in the years to come.
Students from 9 art schools across the country are submitting their digital masterpieces to win prizes for themselves and their schools. LG's Ultra HD and OLED TVs are serving as a digital canvas for their submissions and offer the ultimate in color, clarity, and detail. Go to LG.com through July 31st to view the students' artwork and vote for your favorites. The program will culminate this fall when LG will announce more than $250,000 in student and university awards. In New York, I'm Lisa Minnett.
Television report, lots of news. I promise sort of not to interrupt if you do a good job.
Yeah, let's see how that works out.
How about the Emmys?
Right, the Emmy nominations were announced yesterday. Let's take a look at some of the big categories. The drama series, Breaking Bad, Downton Abbey, Game of Thrones, House of Cards, Mad Men, and True Detective all nominated. I just want to make it point out a little clue here. All cable or Netflix series, not anything from network TV. Mm-hmm. Comedy series, the best ones, The Big Bang Theory, Louis, Modern Family, Orange is the New Black, Silicon Valley, and Veep. For actor in a drama series, Bryan Cranston for Breaking Bad, Jeff Daniels for The Newsroom, John Hamm for Mad Men, Woody Harrelson for True Detective, Matthew McConaughey for True Detective, and Kevin Spacey for House of Cards. For actress in a drama series, Lizzie Kaplan from Masters of Sex, Claire Danes from Homeland, Michelle Dockery from Downton Abbey, Juliana Margulies, your favorite Dougie from The Good Wife, Kerry Washington from Scandal, and Robin Wright from House of Cards. Then for actor and actress in a comedy series, the actors Louis C.K. from Louis, Don Cheadle from House of Lies, Ricky Gervais from Derek, Matt LeBlanc from Episodes, William H. Macy from Shameless, Jim Parsons from The Big Bang Theory. For the actresses on the comedy side,
they get all these listed somewhere. What else?
Lena Dunham from Girls. These are the big ones. Edie Falco from Nurse Jackie, Julie Louis-Dreyfus, Veep, Melissa McCarthy from Mike and Molly, Amy Poehler and Parks and Rec, and Taylor Schilling, Orange is the New Black. Now, some disses this year. The Good Wife, Juliana Margulies got nominated for acting, but in the best drama category, shut out. Many people say that this was the best season with Josh Charles getting the bullet. So it just shows you that the trend is now on cable series. The Walking Dead also not given any nods. Duck Dynasty in the reality series comedy category was shut out. The Blacklist and James Spader on NBC. And the biggest one for me, Jay Leno. Jimmy Fallon got the nomination when this was Jay Leno's last eligible year as the show host. So kind of a slap in the face for him. Alec Baldwin's got a new job, Dougie. The 30 Rock actor is developing a new television project that would see him playing a Rob Ford-like version of the mayor of New York City. How fun would that be? He's got the personality for it. He'd play kind of a drunken mess in the New York mayor's office. That's coming up. He'll be shopping that to the networks. Taye Diggs, set to join The Good Wife. I know you like that show. I guess he's going to be replacing the spot left behind by Josh Charles. Now, if you're a fan of old TV, Kim Fields and Lisa Wachelli, you'll remember them as Tootie and Blair from The Facts of Life. They're getting back together for a new Hallmark Channel movie. It's called For Better or For Worse, and it airs on July 19th. This isn't the first time some stars have gotten back together. Tori Spelling and Jenny Garth got back together for ABC Family sitcom Mystery Girls.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
If you would like to do some traveling, a little traveling music here in a moment, we're going to bring in Michelle, say it again, Doug, Michelle Gerson, who is a very interesting talk person. She formed a company called PassportRomance.com, combining her background as a relationship talk show host in New Jersey for a number of years and her love of travel. So we'll see what sort of romantic getaway she's got up her sleeve, if you know what I mean, right after these words here on Good Day.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
So I knew it was important to have life insurance to protect our family, but I was putting it off. But then yesterday, a girlfriend of mine asked me, point blank, what would happen if you lost your husband? How would you pay the bills? The mortgage? The car payments? Food? And that's when it really hit me, and I realized I needed to get us life insurance. Right now. So I called AIG Direct, and in less than 5 minutes, I had a quote. I was shocked at how affordable it is. Now just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. I feel so much better knowing the kids and I are protected. And my husband was so happy I got the quote.
Save up to 70% when you get term life insurance through AIG Direct. Call now for a free, no obligation quote. It only takes 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%. 1-800-322-1427. That's 1-800-322-1427. Call now. 1-800-322-1427.
This spine's boring.
Whoa, talking Super 8 thing.
Impressive, huh? Now let's go find some fun.
I'm getting groceries.
Oh, you could get those anytime. Bow!
I love roller coasters.
You know what else you'll love? Super 8's great rates. And with so many super destinations, you could find fun almost anywhere. Are you even listening?
Huh? Sorry.
Funnel cake. Gets them every time. Go to Super8.com to find your super destination. Super 8. Destination super. All Super 8 hotels are independently owned and operated.
The Travel Report brought to you by Super 8. Go to Super8.com to find a super destination. Super8.com. Michelle Gerson is here with us. So a lot of people are wondering, because of all of the activity, the malfeasance in the Middle East, especially in Israel, which is a great tourist destination in the main, not because there are a lot of activities going on there. Now, I've been there four times, Michelle, but what about going now?
Well, I have a few friends who are over there now, and they're in the middle of all of this, and they really said that they have not seen much. They're not really afraid. They've seen a few signs for shelters, but other than that, they said there's really no sign of war. I know two or three friends over there, and while they're cautious, they said it's not really a big deal. And people who are living there, I've reached out to them and asked if they're okay, and they really minimize it. I mean, personally, I was there. I loved it. I would highly recommend going. Maybe you want to wait a few weeks or months to see how things pan out, if you don't want to have to worry about, you know, where you're going. And I know recently there were, you know, airstrikes in Tel Aviv and Jerusalem, so you may want to be a little cautious. But I would not let that deter you from going.
One of the things that I find in my traveling over there, you learn a lot about how people live under those conditions. And
yes,
one of the things I found most interesting the first time I was there was watching how people drive, because the cars are all beat up over there because they're all worried about the guy next to them. Is this person got a bomb in the car? And that's something they live with every day. But I think you're right when it comes to the news media and playing up all of this stuff. The scare tactics that are used are just reprehensible.
Yeah.
You know, there are things going on there that are not cool. Yep. Lots of places in the world where there are things that are not cool. In Chicago, where 60 people got shot.
City.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Right. So, where it doesn't keep people from going there. And there's no difference, by the way. None whatsoever. It is exactly the same thing. So, not one to be held in continence. What else do you find to be a good travel bargain these days from your research?
Well, other than Israel, I'll just stay on the Israel topic for a second. When I was there, I went over to Jordan. So I think, I mean, granted, the tension now between the two, but there's no tension between Jordan and Israel. But I think people in the back of their mind, they think, oh, an Arab country, I'm not going to go. But there are some wonderful tourist sites in Jordan. If you scuba dive, the scuba diving in Aqaba is terrific. Petra is amazing. Wadi Rum. And we stayed at the Kempinski hotels when we were there, one on the Dead Sea and one in Aqaba. And they're a true escape. Really nice.
Well, one of the things that happens when you, depending on where in the world you're going, services, if you want a Western hotel, sometimes it's safe to try a brand, but also it's neat to get to know, if you do a little research, where the sort of romantic spots are or the intriguing spots where there's good food. Amenities are mostly the same in that part of the world. Once you go to China and Asia, though, it's a lot different, and you got to really pick where you're going if you want to have amenities, if you know what I mean, like a toilet. That's something to check out. Check out PassportRomance.com.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care, chiropractic done right.